So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf related several incidents with Reb Eliezer and continues with one more incident. Reb Eliezer was once asked, Shloishim halachis behilchas asukkah. 30 questions regarding halachas of sukkah. Shtaim esrei amalehem shemati, shmoina esrei amalehem loy shemati. He answered 12 of these questions, which he had heard from his Rebbe, but did not answer the other 18 questions, since he had not heard about them from his Rebbe. After being challenged, he explained his approach. As part of a code of conduct and many lofty behaviors that he accepted upon himself, he never said anything that he did not hear from his Rebbe. In this matter, he emulated his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who the Braisa, after likewise listing many lofty behaviors, states, he never said anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. Since Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was mentioned, the Gemara cites a well-known Braisa. Shmeinim tamidim hoyu lehil hazaken. Shleishim hem ruuyim shetirsha alein shchinika meish rabbeinu. Vishleishim hem ruuyim shetamid lehem chama ki Yeshua bin Nun. Estrim beininim. Gadah shebekula on Yosef ben Uziel. Katan shebekula on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And proceeds to describe the greatness of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Torah as well as his vast knowledge. Zok the Mishnah. Misha hayu reisha berube besukkah vishulchana b'teich habayis. Someone whose head and most of his body was inside the sukkah, but his table was inside the house. Beshami invalidates it and Beshil validates it. This part of the Mishnah is explained in detail earlier on Daf Gimel and Aleph. See the review over there. Amar lehem Beshil Beshamai. Loi kach hoye maisa. Shehoch zikne Beshamai bezikne Beshil lavakas rebirchen and ben achornis. Beshil said to Beshamai, wasn't there an incident where the elders of Beshamai and Beshil went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Achornes? And found him sitting in the sukkah with a table in the house, and even the Ziknei Beshamai didn't say anything. Beshamai answered, they actually did say to him, if you always acted this way, you have never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. The Mishnah continues. Women, slaves, and children are exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. The Gemara cites a braisa which darshens the pasuk called Ezrach b'Yisrael Yeshu b'sukkas as follows. Ezrach ze Ezrach. The word Ezrach refers to all citizens. Ha Ezrach lohitzi es anoshim. The additional hey excludes women. Kol l'rabbis es akitan. The word kol includes minors. The Gemara elaborates and shows that ha Ezrach is not used to exclude women, but for another halacha. Actually, it would be understood that women are exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah, based on the general principle. Women are pater from all-time bound positive commandments. However, there are two reasons why we might think nashim chayavas. Women are obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah. Teishvu kein tiduru. You shall dwell in the sukkah in the same manner as you live in your house. Madira ish v'ishtai, av sukkah ish v'ishtai. Just as in the home, man and his wife dwell together, so too in the sukkah, man and his wife shall dwell together. Yolav chamisha asu chamisha asu mechag ha-matzis. We learn exeris shav from Pesach. Just as women are obligated to eat matzah, so too women are obligated to sit in the sukkah. However, the halacha l'meishim mesina teaches that nashim b'turis. Women are nevertheless potter from the mitzvah sukkah. Therefore, ha'ezrach is not needed lohitzi es ha'nashim. Rather, ha'ezrach is used l'rabbis es ha'gerim to include converts. Since we would have excluded gerim from the word ezrach, which means ezrach b'Yisrael, a native of Israel, that only descendants of Israel must dwell in the sukkah, therefore ha'ezrach includes gerim. We must point out that the hey always teaches the opposite of the simple understanding of the word. Therefore, since Ezrach includes Nashim, Ha-Ezrach excludes Nashim. And since Ezrach excludes Gerim, Ha-Ezrach includes Gerim. The word Ha-Ezrach is found regarding Yom Kippur as well. As the Pasuk says, Ta'anus nafshei seichem, Ha-Ezrach va'ager ha-gor b'seichem. The Gemara explains, it would be understood that Nashim chayavis, women are obligated to fast on Yom Kippur based on the general principle taught by Rabbi Yehuda Merav, a makra ish a isha. In the parasha of Korban Chatas, the pasuk mentions both men and women. Hish v'hakas of isha le'ish l'chalon shabbat Torah. Women are equal to men regarding all punishments and lav and negative commandments of the Torah. However, regarding Tosefes inui, the additional period of affliction which is not expressed as a lav, we might think that nashim b'turis, women are pater based on kol mitzvahs asei shezman gerama nashim b'turis. Therefore, ha'ezrach l'rabbis es ha'noshim. It teaches that women are obligated in Tosefes Inui as well. The Braisa earlier said, kol l'rabbis is a ketanim. The word kol includes minors in the mitzvah sukkah. Although our Mishnah said, noshim v'avadim uketanim peturim in the sukkah, minors are exempt. The Gemara answers, kan b'katan shegil l'chinach. Kan b'katan shelo yegil l'chinach. The Braisa is talking about minors that have reached the age of training in mitzvahs. Although chinach is only midrabanan, kras machta b'almahu. The pasuk mentioned in the Braisa is only a support for the rabbinic law. The Mishnah, however, is talking about minors who have not yet reached the age of training and are therefore pater. The Mishnah continues, katan she'ein hatzorach l'imo yichayev b'sukkah. A child that doesn't need his mother is obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah. There are two opinions as to the definition of katan she'ein hatzorach l'imo. Kol shenifne v'ein ima mekan chasai. A child who does not require assistance in the bathroom. Kol shenayir mishnasai v'ein akari ima ima. A child who no longer cries out for his mother when he awakens. Depending on the individual child, this stage of development is pegged at 4 to 5 years of age. A younger child is pater from the mitzvah of sukkah. However, v'shamay machmer, Shamay acted more stringently. The Mishnah relates, Maisa v'yolde kalose shel Shamay hazaken, upiches es amaziva v'sichich chagabe hamita b'shvil hakatan. It happened that the daughter-in-law of Shamay hazaken gave birth to a baby boy, and he opened a hole in the roof above her bed and placed schach there for the sake of the child. Zok the Mishnah, Kol shivas hayam adem eisa sukasa kva ubeisa aroi. All 7 days of Yom Tov, a person should make the sukkah his permanent residence and his house the temporary one. The Gemara cites a braisa which explains that one makes his sukkah keva by the following. Hayula kelim noyim, man l'sukkah. Matzois noyim, man l'sukkah. By bringing his beautiful utensils and linens into the sukkah, oichel b'sheisu mitayel b'sukkah, and by eating, drinking, and relaxing in the sukkah. This is derived from teishvu kein tedura. You shall live in the sukkah as you live in your home. The Braisa included umishanin besukkah, in-depth analysis of his learning. Although Rava said, mikra masna b'metalalta v'tenuya bar metalalta, reading besukkah and studying Mishnah should be done in the sukkah, but deep analysis can be done outside the sukkah, the Gemara answers, habemegris habeyune. The Braisa is talking about bemegris, something already known well and just being reviewed to remember it. Rava is talking about beyune, analysis of something for the first time which needs more concentration and can be done outside of the sukkah. This is like the method of Rava v'Rami bar Chama. First, merahati b'gemara b'hadei adadi. They would go over the Gemara with each other quickly, and then, me'ayni b'svara, they would analyze it with logic.